Words Podcast. The choice is yours.
Yo, 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 what's poppington? I go by the name of Quincy Sounds. This is the Behind the Words Podcast, right? And today we are getting into the new year, so I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. This is the first episode of the new year, so I wanted to say what's up, what's popping to my supporters, to my listeners, no matter where you're at. I appreciate y'all, all right? We're going to get into the local news. 17 Columbus City schools will enter or remain in transition into remote learning. This remote learning is going to everywhere around Columbus, like everywhere. Buckeye Middle, Duxbury Park Alternative, East Columbus, Fairwood, Independence High School, Johnson Park Middle School, just to name a few. Like, it's all on this list that I'm reading. And I just want to commend and say shout out to everybody who's dealing with this another, I'm going to say, pandemic. I don't even know what to call this thing now. It just come re-entering the surface. Is everybody just getting sick? I mean, my whole family got sick. No COVID symptoms, no COVID nothing. We were just a regular sick family. We all getting over it. I'm over it. And I just want to say that if you handling it the right way, I appreciate you. And if you're not, at home, if you, feeling kind of sick and you just feel like you can just go into this world, then stay home. It's not worth it. Not even just with the COVID, just getting sick is not worth it. Just stay home, man. All right, so that is the local news. Again, shout out to everybody who has to deal with that, the moms, the parents, everybody who's been dealing with this. Keep your head up, man. It's gonna get better, you know what I mean? So the word of the day we're going to get into next, and the word of the day today is basically giving you an outlook of a new word to say other than the usual. So today's word of the day is sully, and what sully is to soil or tarnish. And if I want to read into that, the definition of it is to damage the purgatory or integrity of someone. And I'm gonna try to read that into a sentence. All right, check this out. They were outraged that anyone should sully their good name. Now, I don't think I will ever use that word, because there's other words that you can use. I mean, you can use disgrace, dishonor. You can use tarnish. You can use tarnish. You can use tainted, blemish, damage. You can use damage. So it's a lot of words that you can use without using sully. So I might not use it. I'm just keeping it real. I might not use it other than today. But if you choose to use it in the right way. And I showed you how to use it in the right way. And we just gonna keep it like that. All right. So with the word of the day and also the local news, we are going on our first break of the year. And let's just say this break is breaking it down. I'm gonna give y'all a little background of what's going to happen next when we come back on Behind the Words Podcast. Bow.
You're now listening to Behind the Words Podcast.
Yo, if you got a car that you've been slipping on cleaning and detailing for the last year, now is the time to get yourself together, including your car. First Class Mobile Detailing has services like hand car wash, RV power wash, interior detailing, exterior tier detailing, vinyl siding cleaning, driveway cleaning, patio cleaning, and home carpet cleaning. Man, I'm telling you, anything you need, they got you. Just hit them up. First Class Mobile Detailing. You can contact Gary at 419-996-8524. That's 419-996-8524. Just look him up if you're in the Lima area. Whenever you feel down, like you really not motivated enough to do nothing but chill at home with your feet kicked up, well, motivate yourself while wearing Motivator Apparel. Motivator Apparel is a streetwear clothing with style to match, kind of like matching hard work and preparation. So now is the time to motivate yourself with Motivator Apparel. Just check them out at MotivatorApparel.com. That's MotivatorApparel.com. Make sure it's spelled with MOTIV8RApparel.com.
Listen to the sound of my voice.
Come on! That doesn't make no sense.
Let's do this thing.
You're now listening to Quincy Sounds.
Quincy Sounds.
Quincy Sounds on the Behind the Words podcast.
Yo, we back on Behind the Words podcast, and I'm Quincy Sounds. Now, this Make It Make Sense is, I'm going to have him do the backstory on this Make It Make Sense, all right? So, if you do or do not know Lil Flip is, let me just say a rapper who comes from Houston, Texas, Overland, I should say, and him and T.I. been beefing since, at least since 2005, right? When they got into a brawl. Now, since T.I. been claiming he's king of the South, Lil Flip never liked it, and they had been growing animosity. Long story short, back in 2013, Lil Flip, you know, sat down and made peace, blah, blah, blah. Now, long story short, this recent interview with Lil Flip, he wanted to do a versus, and he asked for $3 million, right? And when he asked for $3 million, you know, he got experienced the versus life experience and all of that, and it went down to $1 million, and then it went down to about 500K. He said, that's cool. Now, when you are so-called, this is what he said, when you're Flip Mayweather, you don't pick your opponents. Put them in front of me and I'll handle my business. This is what he said. Now, I don't know if he knows about T.I.'s catalog or not, but my man, you're not ready for T.I., Lil Flip. That's just me. You got like a lease. This is me giving you benefit of the doubt. You got at least a handful of songs that you can give to the verses. Not that you gonna win in the verses, but you can give to the verses. After that, it's gonna be like, what is this? Who are you? What are you talking about? We never knew this song. Just stop playing it. So the fact that he feels comfortable in saying that he can do a verses with T.I., just stop it, man. Have a better chance with going with Petey Pablo, my man. Like, just don't do it. And shout out to Petey Pablo, that's my man. But I'm just saying, you have a better chance with going with somebody like him than T.I. T.I. has a long catalog. A long catalog, my friend. So the fact that you still feel like, and you know that, you know he got a long catalog. So the fact that you still feel like you can go against T.I. is like a hitting the face to yourself, like you hitting yourself. Just stop hitting yourself. Quit hitting yourself. You hitting yourself? Quit hitting yourself. That's what it feel like. You hitting yourself, because ain't no way in the world you feel like you can go against T.I. So I said all of that to say that this Make It Make Sense goes out to Lil Flip. Lil Flip, if you don't stop, quit, just make it make sense, bruh. You don't have the songs that you think you got in your head that people know, that we know. We don't know about your songs other than the handful that I told you about, bruh. So stop it. Make it make sense. Just ignorant. I don't even get it. That made me a little livid because of the fact that I'm a T.I. fan and you ain't about to go against T.I. like that. Like, Lil Flip. Come on, man. His opponents, his man, just stop. I ain't even trying to go. I would just try to move on because then I might have to, you know what I'm saying, just go somewhere else on this, go left. And I ain't trying to go left. You know what I'm saying? Lil Flip, he cool, but T.I. is T.I. All right, so for our Fast Five Entertainment News, We gonna give it to you like this, alright? And speaking of verses, Jermaine Dupri says Diddy can't do verses because the Bad Boy artists can't perform the songs. That's deep. Jill Scott reacts to sex tape rumors that has fans thirsty on Twitter. Just take my word for it. Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and Kendrick Lamar, greatest performance in hip-hop history, in jeopardy. I don't know what that means, but that's what that says. Okay, so Joe Budden destroys podcast host who clashes with Asian doll. Two goofs, too insecure, fragile, and weak is what he said. And last but not least, Kanye West set to headline Coachella 2022 following Travis Scott exit. Alright, that is our Fast 5 entertainment news. And if you would like to know more about the Fast 5, look us up on IG at Behind the Words Podcast. Alright, we are going to go on a little break. When we come back, we are going to discuss some sports news. Alright, here on Behind the Words Podcast. Yo, if you in the Ohio area, make sure you hit up my man's King Sportswear and Custom Grills. He got it all, I'm telling you. Plus, he can have your grills shining, you know what I mean? All the custom, all the bling you need, he got you. All the apparel you need, he got you. Just hit up King Sportswear and Custom Grills, 419-604-6166. That's 419-604-6166. And tell them Quincy Sound sent you. Yo, let's make this loud with my man Loud Productions. He got it all for you. Video production, music recording, beats, and graphics. $350 for 2 hours shoot time and three locations, 4K high def. Not to mention the recording, $50 an hour with basic mix. And also, beats for purchase, $250 exclusive with track outs, $40 leasing, MP3s. And don't forget the graphics and media creations, $30 cover art and flyers over two for $50, $100 motion graphics, and $75 logo design. Just hit up Loud Production. He got you. I'm telling you, he gonna get you right, all right?
Check it out.
You're now listening to Behind the Words Podcast.
The choice is yours.
And we're back on Behind the Words Podcast. I'm Quincy Sounds, and we're going to get into this sports news entertainment. Now, I don't know if you guys know. I'm pretty sure y'all know about the viral thing about AB, about putting his equipment off and just running off mid-game. He finally breaks his silence. Bucks gave me powerful pain meds, forced me to play, is what Antonio Brown says. Now, he's finally addressing the bizarre incident that ended in his Bucks career, claiming the team gave him powerful and sometimes dangerous painkiller and forced him to play despite knowing he had a serious ankle injury. This is what AB has to say. I played until it was clear that I could not use my ankle to safely perform my playing responsibilities. On top of that, the pain was extreme. I took a seat on the sideline and my coach came up to me very upset and shouted, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?" I told him, "It's my ankle," but he knew that. Now, that sounds like some crazy mess with AB. Now, and I ain't talking about him, I'm talking about with the coach. Now, if y'all know he's injured, why is y'all playing him? Why is y'all doing that to this man, bruh? Y'all wrong. Just leave him alone. Let him do him. If he can want to be not 100%, if he feel like he's not 100%, you cannot give this man painkillers and say, "Let's go," just because you want to win. Nah, bruh, that ain't how it works. You got to let the healing heal. That just don't make sense. Okay, next we have Derrick Henry cops insane 100-carat diamond chain to honor his legendary football career. And let me tell you, this chain is sick. It features a huge 6.5-inch wide pendant that represents Henry's days at Yulee High School in Florida. The pendant also features a little VS1 diamond-infused Heisman Trophy to immortalize the award that Henry won back in 2015. Now, on this chain, it's tied with logos of his Yulee Hornets days, his Alabama Crimson Tide days, and even his Tennessee Titan days today. I'm telling you, this mug is sick. If you see it, want to see it, go look at it. That mug's sick, you hear me? Now, this Kyrie Irving situation, he's back. He had his debut, and he had mixed feelings. He got mixed reactions in the crowd. Some cheered, some boo. Is like, what are you going to do? You going to be happy for the people who cheering him, or be happy for the people who booing him, that's giving him motivation? Like, you, I know why you here. You're not here to see me. You here to see a team that you obviously think gonna win without me. Nope, that's not gonna help. That's not gonna work. You're gonna need him. They gonna need him. And even they know they need him to play. So that mixed reaction is weird to me. So just keep your head up, Kyrie. Don't worry about them. Just focus on the people who cheer, all right? All right, so next we have ex-Colts LB Gary Brackett auctioning his Super Bowl ring after declaring bankruptcy. The former Indianapolis Colts Gary Brackett is putting his Super Bowl championship ring for auction. All to rack in some cash after being forced to file bankruptcy because COVID destroyed his small business. Brack, who played for the Colts from 2003 to 2011, won his only Super Bowl ring in 2007 alongside Peyton Manning after the Colts defeated the Bears 29-17. Now, this is heart-throbbing right here. This is wrong. Like, my man had to file bankruptcy. How do you go making millions to having a small business to filing bankruptcy? Man, that gotta be rough, man. Like, that's crazy. That's why they always tell you to put your money up. Make sure your money is guaranteed, then put some money up, because this can happen. You can be having your wildest dreams met, going everywhere, touring everywhere, then next thing you know, you broke, filing bankruptcy. Man, I commend you, bro, because it just, man, I don't know what I'll be doing right now. So, shout out to Gary Brackett. I hope you get it together, man, and land on your feet, man, all right? And last but not least, we got Kyle Lowry being mad after being ejected from the game Wednesday night when he yelled at the ref. He called him a P, fill in the blanks, okay? He called him a P very loudly and repeatedly, and he got ejected after that. Now, he got two texts and then got ejected from the game after tossing the ball back to the official after a play. And 9 times out of 10, yeah, you gonna get ejected. And so he repeatedly called him a P, then fill in the blank. So, I don't know what's going on with dude. I don't know if he mad because he not in Canada no more. Because, yeah, he used to doing something like this, but not like this, though. Like, my man, are you mad that you on the heat or something? Or are you mad that you can't do what you do on the heat? I don't know. But he got ejected. He didn't like it. And that's what happens when you battle with the refs. You gonna lose. So, yeah, moral of the story of that one is don't fight the refs. Just let it go. All right, so this is my ending of the day of the show, the episode. And I appreciate y'all for listening, sticking in with me. Next time, we're going to have a guest. I promise you, next episode, we will have a guest speaker. No, a guest host with me. And we're going to live it up. All right, we're going to do a little different. Again, appreciate y'all. This is Quincy Sounds on Behind the Words Podcast. And we out. All right. stay blessed, stay cool, and stay out of people's business. I'm out.
Check it out.
You're now listening to Behind the Words Podcast.
The choice is yours.